This is Union Redskins football.
Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm, and Red Bud Physical Therapy.
On News 103 KRMG.
Namath back to pass. Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the first.
Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
You believe it, not hope yet.
Terrific play in there. Just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
Showtime. A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Good evening and welcome to Union High School Football, live from Mustang, Oklahoma, here at the Mustang Broncos Stadium. I am Rick Corey, along with Jeff and Richard Johns, and I appreciate Chris Lincoln for the last couple of weeks sitting in as the University of Tulsa was on the road for a few weeks, and Chris being here and being a part of the broadcast, always nice that, you know, the guys, I missed the memo when they always said never replace yourself with somebody better than you. And I did. I replaced myself with a guy who did ABC High School football, but I'm glad to be back. Tonight, Zach Jones will be on the road. So Jeff Johns will be sitting in on color tonight. This has been a difficult place for Union to play, even when Mustang has been a mediocre football team. Why does that happen?
Well, you know, you look at Mustang, and they always line up defensively very well. They stack up against us, and they always put pressure on the quarterback. They come out hard, and they come out fast, and they've got that thing that you talk about as a coach, that fighting spirit.
Well, this Mustang football team, it's their homecoming tonight. They'll be kicking off. They won and deferred. They'll be kicking from left to right. Union receiving right to left. Back deep, JT McLeod, one of those guys, and Kyler Pearson. There's the approach and the foots to it. This one's going to be deep enough. It's going to get into the end zone. Kyler catches it there, and it'll be first down for Union at their own 25-yard line. So the Redskins tonight in their red pants with the black and white stripes, the white jerseys and the silver helmets. Mustang, and they're all black. They've got red outfits or outlines on the jerseys, and they've got the red helmet with the big M. The Mustang Broncos. So during the broadcast, we will ask the question, why don't they just own it and be the Mustang Mustangs? But for right now, they're going to be the Broncos. They'll be first and 10 for Union at their own 20-yard line. They'll be brought out once again by Peyton Thompson. Number 12, the quarterback, 6'2", 195 pounds. He is throwing for 56% worth of completions this year, but only a couple of touchdowns and three picks, and they'd like to pick that up. Darius Boone will be a single setback. Union comes out with three receivers far side. They're in the dead center middle of the field, again, moving from right to left. Thompson in the shotgun. JT McLeod is a short slot on the left side just behind the offensive tackle. Boone set to the right. On first down, fake handoff to Boone. Peyton goes to the right and throws to McLeod, who makes the catch around the 25 up to the 27-yard line. That Joey Sylvester in on the tackle, but that's good for about 8 yards and a first down. I like that. The little pass really becomes an extension of your run game.
And you've got two guys on defense out there. Cameron Watts is also outside on with a really, really good block.
And both those guys run off the field, and so now we'll go back to the normal, if you will, offense. It's going to be second down and about two for Union at the 28-yard line, just underway. Two backs, they're going to hand that ball off inside to Pearson. He cuts up across the 30-yard line on the left side to the 35, to the 36, to the 37. El Rico Anderson, who had 23 tackles coming in, makes that tackle, but not before another gain of about 7 yards. And his first and 10 Redskins at their 36, already crisp.
Nice little run there by Kyler Pearson. Got to get that guy the ball as many times as you can so you can get your speed up and get the and quickly.
And he's obviously not a big guy, but he's got some shake. Union with four receivers, two to either side. First and 10 now at their 36. Thompson in the shotgun, Boone to his right. There's a fake to Boone and a roll to the right. Once again, they throw to the right side. That ball caught at the 40-yard line across the 42-43. It was Torrey Dillard. Dominic Venegas and Blaine Helling made that tackle, but not before another 6 yards. It'll be second down and four. And I do like it when you use the short passing game to extend your run game. Union's not run it until last week against Owosso tremendously effectively, and I think this helps.
They're starting to move the ball quickly, and this is what I like to see.
Now at the 42-yard line, their own 42. No score, just underway. Union will have second down and about four. Fake handoff left side. Quick throw to Pearson on the left side. Makes one move, but then he's going to get hammered right around the 41. He might have lost about a yard. It was Joey Sylvester who came in with 41 tackles. They're going to give him 1 yard up to the 42. And so it's going to be third down and about four for Union. Redskins on the near hash mark, close to us. That's the left hash mark going right to left. Just underway. No score here. 10-20 to go first quarter. Two receivers go far right, one receiver to the left. tight end on the left side as well. Thompson in the shotgun. Boone is the single setback. Thompson calls signals. Now he's going to walk toward the sideline to get the play. 13 on the play clock, so plenty of time. Now he steps back up front, calls it out. Boone shifts to the right side, and we're ready. Mustang shows blitz, doesn't do it. They hand off right side, and Darius Boone is going to push forward on his own second effort across the 45 to the 46. He's really close to the first down. He was hit at the 42, but he just kept pushing and kept pushing. One of the guys on the tackle in there was Judson Rowland. They're going to mark him about a half yard short, and it's going to be fourth down. They're going to put it at the 46. Union needs about the 47, maybe the 46 and a half for that first down, and I think the Redskins are going to go for it. You know, in preseason this year, they're going to give him the first down. They're going to go ahead and give him the first down. In preseason this year, one of the things Kirk Frederick told me was they were going to go for fourth down a lot more often. Here they won't have to. They went ahead and marked that as a first down, but he did say they were going to go for fourth down more often. So first and 10, Redskins now at their own 46. Pearson goes far to the right. Shaver's out there with him. JT McLeod in the game split to the left. Now McLeod goes in motion from left to right. Thompson in the shotgun. Fakes and throws quickly to the right to McLeod. He makes the catch around the 46 across the 50. Down to the 47-yard line of Mustang where the tackle is made by Blaine Helling. Love how fast they're running that offense, Chip.
And they're getting great blocking so he can get the ball out quickly. And the receivers are securing quick, good blocks to get guys off the ball. And Kyler Pearson there with a great block as well.
8:48 to go, first quarter. No score. The Redskins on their first drive. Second down and four now from the 48 of Mustang. Quick snap and the handoff inside. Darius Boone breaks across the right side, across the 45, across the 40. Has the first down across there before Liam Kribnik brings him down. But that's a gain of eight and another first down. And the Redskins have only faced one third down as they move this thing down the field.
And I'm not sure exactly what Mustang was doing, but the entire Mustang defense came to the left side and Darius just went right back around the other side of the field.
First and 10, now Redskins at the 39 of Mustang. Crisp first drive here, no score here in the first quarter. In a shotgun, once again, is Thompson. Quick throw left side to Pearson. He retreats to his 40, now goes across to 35, and he is lit up around the 33. Really nice tackle there by Joey Sylvester and Braden Jarman. That's going to be a gain of about six, maybe seven. We'll call second down and three. And you're right about getting those guys involved on the outside like that. It just extends and it widens the field. It gives you more options.
And as soon as you can do that, it starts to open up the gap in the middle so that Darius Boone can pound right through the middle.
We'll see if he'll do that right here. It's going to be second down and about three. Redskins now at the 33-yard line of Mustang. Hanging off inside to Boone, and he just got swallowed. First guy there was Judson Rowland again. He lost about 2 yards. Not a whole lot of blocking on the right side of that time. And Mustang did come with the blitz. So it's going to be a big third down and five now for the Redskins at the 34-yard line of Mustang. They need the 29 from the first down. Four receivers going to come to either side. Two right side, two left side. No tight end. Again, in the shotgun, it's Thompson. Three down linemen right now for Mustang. They sneak another guy forward. Straight back to pass is Thompson. He's hit as he throws to the end zone. That ball is incomplete, but it looked like there might have been contact out there beforehand.
Well, there was absolutely contact. He got knocked down.
Yeah, there is a flag down around the 4-yard line as Shavers got knocked down. And I thought for a second, Thompson, who got hit just as he released, it did a nice job of hanging in there. They might call hit to the helmet on the defense on that one, but the flag is back where it should be interference.
Well, the defender, as he was coming up, and it was in great position, he didn't have to make any contact. He just ran over the receiver because the ball was too short.
And it is going to be interference against Mustang. And remember, in high school, as the dumbest rule ever, it is marked from the line of scrimmage, not the point of foul, which makes no sense. It just, if you ever get beat as a defensive back, you're taught, turn and grab the guy. It's only a 10 or 15-yard penalty or half the distance. You're not going to give up a six. And it just kind of it makes the defense want to grab guys. In that case, I think you're right. It was just a mistake. So I move the ball to the 19-yard line now of Mustang. 7:15 to play first period. No score here. Quick drive for the Redskins, though, on their first drive. Two receivers to either side. Boone offset to the right now of Thompson. And the official whistle blows. And I think Union might have called a timeout. Kirk Frederick saw something he didn't like. We'll take a quick break as well. 7:15 to go first period. No score, but the Redskins are threatening. This is Union football on KRMG.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy. And as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stopped by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. and ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
First and 10, the Union Redskins now inside the 20-yard line of the Mustang Broncos. Rick Corey along with John's boys, handoff right side to Darius Boone, and he's going to be down inside the 15, down to around the 12-yard line. Sylvester was there, so was Jarman. That's going to be a gain of about four. It's going to be second down and six. 7:01 to go in this first period, and a very crisp first drive by the Redskins. They've done a very nice job of keeping that momentum going, Jeff.
Absolutely, but I'm telling you what, Mustang read the scouting report on Darius Boone, and they're keeping the box stacked, so as long as we can keep the plays going outside, looks like that's where our options are.
Now at the 16-yard line of Mustang, it'll be second down, and we're going to call it seven for the Redskins. Thompson in the shotgun, fakes and throws left side quickly to Pearson. He makes a move at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He dives toward the end zone, and they are going to say touchdown, Union. Kyler Pearson made the first man miss at the 16-yard line, and then it was just all genetics. He's faster than the other guy. He gets in. It's 6-0 Union with 6:33 to go in the first period.
They brought the blitz on that one. They had two guys coming around the outside, and Kyler Pearson had nobody once he broke that first one.
He had to make the first one miss, but he almost always does, and he is not an easy target. Noah Rauschenberg will come on for the extra point, and I don't want to jinx anything, but this has become doggone near automatic for him. Rauschenberg is set. There's the snap, but it's down. The kick is up, and the kick's going to end up somewhere around Norman, and it was good. So with 6:33 to go in this first period, the Redskins on a terrific first drive of 13 plays, lead 7-0. They'll kick it off to Mustang next. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
If you want your money to grow faster, the best CD rates are what you're after, right? You'll find those at First Oklahoma Bank. During the fall CD campaign, First Oklahoma Bank is paying 2.4% annual percentage yield on an 8-month CD. Now let me say that again. An 8-month CD is paying 2.4% APY right now at First Oklahoma Bank. Most other banks don't even come close, not even on their 12-month CDs. The decision is clear. Moving your CD to First Oklahoma Bank will make you more money. Dare to compare. See all of First Oklahoma's market-topping CD rates in Friday's Tulsa World. Take advantage of the best CD rates in the market, like 2.4% APY on an 8-month CD. That deal going on right now during First Oklahoma's fall CD campaign. In Jinx, 100 Riverfront Drive in the 6-story brick building with the American flag, or in Midtown, 41st, just east of Peoria, across from Whole Foods. 918-392-2500 or firstoklahomabank.com. Limited time offer. APY accurate as of August 28th, 2018. Member FDIC.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Back at Mustang High School, where the Union Redskins lead the Mustang Broncos 7-0 after a first drive that goes 12 plays, 80 yards, took 5 minutes and 27 seconds. Pearson's 15-yard catch and a nice extra point from Noah Rauschenberg gives him that lead of 7-0 here in the first period. Rick Corey along with Jeff Johns. Zach Jones is away this weekend. Richard Johns here on stats, and we've got somebody helping spot, but I don't remember her name. So it'll be first and 10 for the... That's my wife, Christine. All right, we're going to go down the field real quickly to Doc Blevins. An injury report, Doc? Who's
hurt? Just I wanted to get with Dan. What's the injury situation?
We're all healthy right now, Doc. It's good to be healthy at this time of year, starting district play.
You're getting the job done again this year, buddy.
I get to keep my job for one more year.
Back up to Rick.
I appreciate that very much. Mustang comes out first and 10 at their own 20. They will begin with Hayden White, a 6'2", 190-pound senior. He will be the guy calling the signals. Chaz Meadows is the running back. They'll hand off to Meadows on the left side, and he is cracked right at the line of scrimmage. As a matter of fact, the ball came out, and Trey Thompson has it and goes into the end zone. But I don't think Trey actually scraped it out of there. It's a 2-yard loss back to the 18-yard line. The entire front of that Union defense was back there. One of the guys that was there first was Michael Panther, and the other guy that was there really quickly was Darius Murdoch. So it's going to be second down and 12.
Well, I tell you, Michael Panther just came right through the line, and he was there before they even knew what happened.
Yeah, I tell you, if there's any part of this football team playing great, it's this defensive line.
Absolutely. That's been the highlight of the team, especially last week.
So it'll be second down and 12 now for Mustang. Once again, they'll be brought out by Hayden White. He's got four receivers, two to either side. He's going to fake and roll to his right. He makes a throw, and that ball is intercepted. Intercepted by Trey Thompson at the 18-yard line. That ball intended for an underneath receiver. It was intended for McKinney, but it bounced off his hands, and Trey Thompson was right there, and the Redskins have the turnover, and they'll have it first and 10 at the Mustang 17.
And it started off well. Isaiah McGuire was all the way in the backfield, and you always tell your guys, even if you can't get to the quarterback, stick your hands up. Something good might happen. And maybe it was able to deter something a little bit enough so that something good came out of that.
Well, and Trey, of course, is the guy that ended up with what was, you know, not really a fumble earlier. So it's a little bit of poetry that he gets the football. So the Redskins are leading 7-0 with 5:42 to go in this first period. Fast-moving first period. Have a first and 10 at Mustang 17. Quick change. Two receivers right side. Pearson, the inside guy. Shavers, the outside guy. Boone in the right side or in the backfield. Hand off to Boone, straight up the middle. Darius dances to his right and goes across the 15 down to the 13-yard line. That was all Darius Boone right there. Initial hit was by Liam Krivnik. But Darius probably should have lost a yard, but he got past that, and he gets about three. It'll be second and 7.
He's such a strong runner, isn't he? They had him down to rights, and he just kept fighting.
You know, and he's not Shamari Brooks quick, but he does have nice hips. He can get sideways pretty quickly. So it'll be second down and 7 now for the Redskins. They are in Mustang territory after the turnover. Ball set around the 13-yard line. McLeod in motion from left to right. Fake and a throw quickly to McLeod. Makes the catch at the 10 and stumbles and falls really kind of on his own. JT made the catch. Pearson was out there trying to throw a block, and he turned and really fell all of us on his own. He'll get down to about the 9, but, Jeff, he might have scored if he'd stayed up.
Yeah, all the blocks were secured. He had, just like you said, he had an end zone wide open. And sometimes that happens when you're playing a position you're not used to, and you turn up field and you just miss your footing.
It'll be third down and 2 now from the Mustang 9. 7-0 Redskins already trying to add to it with 4:37 to go in the first period. Two receivers to the right, one receiver split way to the left, handoff up the middle to Boone, and he crashes forward. And he did not have it initially, but pushes and pushes, and he may be down to the 6. And if so, he has the first down. Darius Boone all on his own as the middle of that defense, including Braden Jarman, showed up. I think they're going to mark him just short at about the 7. So it's going to be fourth down for the Redskins, and no, it would be automatic from here. But again, we were told they might go for it a lot more often on fourth down.
And you can always look for a Peyton Thompson hard count right here. That's his specialty, and they do it very well.
And you could also look, you know, here's where this is the only place in, well, not the only place, where I'm not always a fan of always running the shotgun. Line up under center and run a sneak. So it's going to be fourth and 1 for the Redskins, and Peyton Thompson will be under center. And he fumbled the football. Darius Boone picked it up and dives forward, and he may have the first down. Thompson fumbled that ball, and Darius Boone picked it up and jumped and went forward. Now, Mustang says it's not a first down. It looks like they're going to mark it back at the 8. They will, and it will go over. So the Redskins had 3 if they wanted it, really, from Noah Rauschenberg. Decided to go for it. They do not get it because Peyton Thompson fumbled the ball. Now, to the point I had just made, why did he fumble the ball? They're never under center. Because of that, it's very difficult to take that snap.
And I don't know how Darius did not make the first down unless his knee touched when he was picking up the ball, because he was clearly over the top of that line.
He dived forward, but again, Jeff, you're right. He could have been. And, you know, they also might have called it down where he picked the football. So it's going to be first and 10 Mustang, 7-0 Union with 3:42 to go in this first period. And the Broncos dodge a bullet there, but they're deep in their own territory. They'll start at their own 8-yard line. That Union defensive front set and ready. Bringing them back out once again, Hayden White with Chaz Meadows as his running back. White has 2 receivers to his left, 1 to his right as they move left to right. They'll hand off to Meadows, and oh, he got crushed. Cameron Watts met him like a freight train. Right in the hole. He might have gotten the 10-yard line, but he paid for those 2. It'll be 2nd and 8.
You know, it's easy to say, and we were just talking about this earlier today, that Nick Jones coming back last week, he makes it so hard to run around because he clogs up the entire line. Where are you going to go? If you go left, he's there. If you go right, he's there. And it makes everybody else on defense look like a superstar.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, that defensive line is as good as they are. It's easy to be a pretty good linebacker. And he's 6'2", 30. I mean, he's a fireplug. 2nd down and 8 now for Mustang. They'll now have 2 receivers to the left side. Quick run by Hayden White, and he's got away from one. around the 10 and goes throughout the 14. Rodgers made the tackle. Cameron was there as well, but that's going to be a gain of another two, and it's going to be third down and about six from their own 12-yard line for Mustang. If they get really creative and want to throw it again, remember they already had the interception right here, this might be a place where you want to play a little closer to the vest.
I would do something safe, like a little bubble screen around the side, something that stretches the field out that maybe Union hasn't seen, but like you said, you don't want to get too crazy because the pass hasn't been successful so far.
2:30 to go in this first period. It's 7-0 Union over Mustang, and a big third down for the Broncos. Third and six from their own 12. Once again, Meadows is going to be the guy along with Hayden White. White straight back to pass. Looking, fires middle of the field. That ball's caught at the 22-yard line, and that is a first down. Stover was the guy who made that catch. Tackle in there was by J.T. McLeod. Keith Dorsey was near it as well, but that's a really nice gain from the 10-yard line all the way out to the 22, so that's a 12-yard gain and a first down for the Mustangs.
He found the right place in the zone and just sat there and caught it, and there was no one until J.T. McLeod came in and popped him.
And the key to that is he had time. You're not going to find that spot in the zone unless you have time, and he had plenty of time. 1:50 to go, 4 to go, first period, 7-0 Redskins. But again, that first down for the Broncos as they continue this drive. Two receivers left, one to the right. White is going to hand off inside. That ball is going to go forward across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Thompson was the guy who made the tackle. The guy they handed it to, though, was a different running back. That was Harvey Phillips. Phillips gets up across the 25 to about the 27, so that's a nice first down gain of four.
And Thompson held him well, and while he was holding him, Nick Jones came in and delivered a hit, so he really earned that one.
We may let the clock run down. Now the clock's at 1:22, but it's not running. There we go. Now it's running. So it's going to be second down now and six for Mustang at their own 27-yard line. Once again, White is the quarterback, Phillips to his left. Now shotgun. They're going to snap it directly to the Wildcat quarterback. That's number 10. Kari Brown, and Brown gets forward to about the 30. So we're going to be looking at third down and two as Brown sneaks forward for four.
Cameron Watts eyed that really well. He was ready, and as soon as the guy crossed the line, Watts was there to meet him.
So a big third down for both teams. Union leads 7-0 with 42 seconds to go in this first period. But if they could get Mustang off the field here or force the punt, they'd have great field position. Ball's at the 31-yard line of Mustang. They need the 33 for the first down. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. Once again, White in the shotgun. Now motion from right to left, and he tries to draw Union off sides, and it doesn't work. Two on the play clock, and Mustang will have to call timeout. We'll take a quick break ourselves. 20 seconds to go in this first period. 7-0 Union, and a big third down coming for the Broncos. This is Redskins football with KRMG.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
At Classic Chevrolet, we believe in keeping it simple when it comes to buying a car. Log on to classicchevrolet.net. Find the car you want. Message us. Make us an offer. Then find out what your car is worth. Get approved for financing. Come see us. Sign the papers and drive your new car home today. It's that simple. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car. Classic Chevrolet in Owosso, where a handshake matters. Online at classicchevrolet.net.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Welcome back to Mustang Bronco Stadium in Mustang, Oklahoma. Rick Corey, Jeff Johns, Richard Johns, and Chris Stigler. 20 seconds to go in this first period. 7-0 Union leads the Mustang Broncos. These two teams both needing this win. Union, of course, 2-2 after the big win against Owosso. 1-0 in the district, which is the important thing for the Redskins. The other important thing is a 21-0 win, so they got the 15 district points. They'd certainly like to extend that tonight. Here as we resume play with 20 seconds to go, it'll be 3rd-and-2 for the Broncos on their own 31-yard line. Hayden White will bring his team up. He has one receiver to the left and two receivers split wide to the right. White's going to turn and hand off to Phillips, and he is swallowed behind the line of scrimmage. That was Michael Panther, the first guy there. He lost a couple of yards. They'll mark him back at the 30, and it's going to be fourth down and three. And that was a tremendous play by the front Union defense.
And Michael Panther wasn't the only one there. The entire line met him there. But you're right, Michael Panther was the first one breaking through, and then a whole host of Union Redskins met him.
That defensive line, again, is just playing such good football right now. Kyler Pearson will go back to return the punt. They're going to let this clock run down, though, and we'll end the first period. And Mustang will kick it the other direction. So at the end of one, a fast-moving first period, the Redskins lead Mustang 7-0. Back with the kick next on Union Redskins football here at KRMG.
No one serves you better than Bob Moore Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Tulsa, because we've always gone the extra mile for you. And now during Ram Power Days, buy any new Ram heavy-duty truck and we'll cover the tax, title, license, and registration fees. Or new 2018 Dodge Journeys, starting at just $17,900. Visit Bob Moore Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Tulsa today. Respectfully, Bob Moore. Discounts in the form of manufacturer rebates and dealer discounts. Offer available for purchase of 2018 Ram 2500 to 3500. Excludes Ram 1500. Price plus tax, tag, and license. See dealer for details and price 10-118.
With 15 clinics in Northeast Oklahoma, Redbud Physical Therapy has been helping athletes overcome pain for 21 years. From sports injuries to spine care, getting the right physical therapist at the right time can make the difference between an active life or years of surgery, testing, and medications. Redbud's physical therapists help you recover quickly and with lasting results. Visit redbudpt.com or call 866-866-3893 to find the location closest to you and to schedule your first appointment.